This episode of Puppeteer's Farm includes extreme heavy content. The content warnings are as follows: body horror, murder, multiple major character deaths, child murder, stabbing, bugs, the undead, the practice of necromancy, extreme traumatic events, injury, dehumanizing language, threats, distortion, the distorting of reality, language, parental grief, extreme grief, loud and frightening sound effects, discussions of murder, death, dead bodies, body horror, extreme traumatic events, bugs, necromancy, blood, and decomposition. This episode is episode 4, The Lake.
Henrietta, no! Don't touch that.
But it's so cool!
It's extremely sharp. Put it down.
Need some help in here?
Maxie! Hi.
I missed you.
What?
I'm doing a new thing where I try communicating. Can I help you with Henrietta?
Yeah. Yes. Please.
Hi, Max.
Hey, hey, hey!
June won't let me touch their shiny tools.
They just don't want you to get hurt.
Thank you for talking some sense into her.
I do my best. You look nice.
So do you.
Henrietta, do you want to go outside and...
Why don't you let me take her?
Oh, hello again.
Hello.
You know, I'm sure she can stay inside.
I'm sure her mothers miss her.
It's really okay.
Is there a problem?
No problem.
Come along, Henrietta.
Junebug, you've gone all pale.
Doesn't that guy give you a bad feeling? He just...
What? Did you know something about him?
He was thinking about the knife he has in his pocket. The big one from the shed. I don't know why, but I could tell.
I can tail behind them if you like.
You do that. I'm gonna go get Jules. Do you know where they are?
With Addie or Essie, I'm sure.
See you soon.
I feel a little better now. I think I might go inside and lie down.
Okay. Call if you need me.
See you in a sec.
Hey! Is everything good?
I'm not sure.
Wanna share?
Otis.
Or...
He rubbed me the wrong way and he said some really scary things to Addie.
Did you tell Gray?
He said he'd hurt us if we did.
We need to tell Gray. If she knew that he'd said that...
Everyone, please help find Henrietta. We can't find her anywhere. She was due home 20 minutes ago and she's not at the mill with Boone anymore.
On it. Jules, you want to take the main bar?
Sure. You're checking the lake?
Yep. Meet you over there in a minute.
I know.
My mamas don't like it when I'm home late.
I'm sure.
I want to go back to my house.
How about you tell me a story first?
A story?
Tell me what you want to do more than anything else in the world.
I want to fly. I like the sky. Addie was telling me about it. He said he used to want to fly when he was little, but when he grew up, he realized he couldn't fly. I'll never think that. I think I'll always want to fly. It doesn't matter how old I get, I'll never clip my wings.
That was a nice story.
Thank you, Mr. Otis. Can I go home now?
Not just yet.
Ooh, are we visiting the ducks on the lake?
Not exactly.
What are we? Mr. Otis, that's sharp. That's really sharp. Don't point it at me.
Quiet now.
What are you doing? Please don't hurt me. Help!
Ow! Jeez. Sorry, S. Didn't mean to run into you like
you
that.
You okay?
Yeah. You?
Fine. Have you seen Henrietta?
What?
Didn't you hear your radio? She wandered off again.
No, I left it at the mill. She didn't wander off. She's with Otis. He took her home.
Not according to Florence.
Oh, no.
What?
Max followed him. If he hurts either of them...
Come on.
Henrietta!
Let go of her!
Oh, playing the brave boy now, are we?
Let her go!
Are you going to hit me with that rock?
Stop it! Stop it! Let her go!
Come closer, Max. Are you scared?
Max, help me!
Henrietta!
She's at the lake. Hurry!
Hello, you two.
Max, are you okay?
Henrietta.
Make him stop! He's scaring me!
Let her go!
Be quiet, kid.
Stop it!
No!
Hello there.
Unhand her.
Get your hands off my daughter, you bastard!
Once I get my hands on
you. No sudden movements.
Mama! It's okay, baby. Mama's here. You're safe, baby. It's okay.
Why are you doing this?
I'd heard about you and your little coven of weirdos, Gray. Then I come here and you're all even weirder than expected. You think that being kind and sharing is the answer for everything. You and this little farm town, you thought that being kind was the right answer. Such a quaint way of thinking about things. What a bunch of idiots.
Shut up! You're the idiot. You're a bully and a monster.
And don't get me started on you and your orchard boy.
Screw you. I love him. I loved him since we were six, and he fell into the water of the old creek and popped up without a tear in his eye and told me he'd seen the prettiest fish. I loved him then, and I love him now. And frankly, I don't give a damn what you think about us. This is our home. We made it ours. We belong here.
That was sweet. Honestly.
Let Henrietta go. Enough is enough. We outnumber you.
It's not about numbers. You and your little circus and magic tricks are intruding.
Don't you dare. This is my home, and you must be truly dense if you think I'll stand here and watch you rip it away from me and remake it into the image that you want. That is not how this works. You can't come into my home and call me the intruder. If you don't leave on your own accord, I will make you.
In that case...
My baby girl! He killed my baby girl!
Gail, get away from him!
Such a shame.
Gail, honey, wake up. Henrietta, please.
Gray, do something!
Stop this! Stop it right now!
Gray!
What's going on? I heard all the screaming. God. Oh, God.
Eddie, run.
Essie, no, please stop bleeding, please. Gray, Henrietta, oh, God, oh, no.
Leave them alone!
Max!
How about you join him?
Who? Why did you do this? Why did you? No, I'm not dreaming. I'm dreaming. This is a nightmare. It's not real. No.
I'm freeing the world from you and your strangeness.
We never did anything wrong. Henrietta's seven. All we ever did was...
I know. You can't control it. But I don't care. This is going to hurt.
Please.
What was all that noise? Addie?
No, no, Addie, no, no. Blood, there's so much. Gray? Gray, wake up! Gray, please, please! Gail, Florence! Oh, oh no, oh no, oh no!
Jules.
Addie? Addie, no, Addie, Addie, you're alive! Addie, Addie!
I'm so sorry.
Who was it?
Jules, I...
Addie, please, please, no, 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 don't close your eyes! Don't you dare close your eyes!
Behind you.
Hello.
You.
Like what I've done with the place?
You did this?
Certainly.
Why?
You and I both know that what you are, your little magic, it's unnatural.
So you...
Yes, I killed them all. It really was very quick. Shocked them all so much they froze in their spots. And that made them easier to kill.
No, no, no,
stop
no.
your blubbering. There's no use.
Oh god, there's so much blood. Oh god, the lake, all the blood.
There's nothing to be done. Stop crying.
Are you going to kill me too?
Yes.
No, no, I...
Isn't being dead a peace after this?
They're gone. They're all gone. Gray, please, Essie.
They're dead. Your stupid Gray is dead. Knock it off.
You shouldn't have done it.
What the hell? What are all these bugs?
What did I do? What did I... No. I can fix it. I can bring you back. I can bring you back. I can save you. I can...
When you take something, the earth demands something in return. The dead are supposed to be dead.
I'm sorry, Gray. Not like this. You can't be gone like this.
Jules. Hello.
Hello, sleepyhead.
Addie, you're...
Hi, I'm all for the hug, but... Jules, why are you crying?
You're here.
Of course I am.
And the others? Gray and Essie and June and Max and Henrietta and Gail and Florence?
Of course. And Otis.
Otis?
Yeah, you know Otis. It's quiet, just moved in, always has bugs hanging around it.
I need to talk to her.
Okay, I'll walk you there. Jules, what's wrong? You're trembling.
I don't know, Addie. I don't know what I did.
Hey, it's okay. I've got you. Always and forever. Not going anywhere. That's what friends are for.
You don't understand.
Jules?
Gray!
What did you do?
How did you...
I can see it. Where all of their powers used to be. All of us are completely black. What did you do?
It was Otis. He slaughtered you and I couldn't. I'm so sorry.
You should be. How dare you? Do you know what you've done? Do you know what you've done to yourself?
It doesn't matter because at least you're all here.
That was selfish and self-sacrificing. All of us will pay the price for this action.
I'm so sorry.
You will fix this. You will.
Gray.
Leave me alone. Get out of my sight.
Jules?
You were dead, Addie! You were all dead, and I didn't know what to do. I can't lose you. You were the only people.
We're dead?
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense. There's a blank space in my head, and that fills it. That makes a lot of sense.
Why aren't you screaming? Scream or something, please!
I forgive you.
What?
What were you supposed to do? I would have done it too. If it were me, and it was you dead on the ground, I would have done it too, in an instant, no matter the consequences.
Addie.
You're my best friend. We'll fix this, okay?
That's the whole story?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
So am I.
What about Otis?
I'm not sure about the science behind it, but it's basically made of bugs. Something to do with the consequences. Punishing me for my actions and that.
So, you're the puppet master?
I guess. Everyone has free will, but if they start to figure out that something's wrong, they get hurt or they disappear, and they've started becoming strange, and the farm has started becoming strange, and I don't know what to do anymore.
So you made people disappear? people like Essie?
It wasn't like that. The people who went missing were just visitors and townspeople who found out too much. And Essie, I couldn't let her figure it out and take it away.
You murdered her?
It wasn't like that. I didn't want to do it. I loved Essie. She was one of my best friends.
Then why did you do it?
What else was I supposed to do?
Jules, you need to let them go.
What?
It's time to let them rest.
No, you don't understand.
I know. You went through something horrible, but so did they. They need to rest.
You don't have to.
They do. It's the least they owe you.
Addie, she might be right.
If it's what you want.
It isn't, but that's why I think she's right. Give me a minute. I'll call everyone.
They're not horrible, you know. What else were they supposed to do? Everyone they loved was dead.
I wish I thought they were horrible. I wish I hated them. But I can't, okay? So I get where you're coming from. I get why you're defending them.
They're here.
Are you ready?
I don't know.
What's going on? Why are we up so late?
Mama? It's okay, Gail. It's okay, Henrietta. Why don't you guys walk in for Nick?
Jules, kiddo, what are you going on about?
Please.
All right. Come on, Henrietta.
Okay, Mama.
They're somewhere safe now.
So that's it. That's what's in the lake. It's us.
I'm so sorry, June.
I know you are. Maxie?
Junebug?
Hold my hand, would you? I'm scared.
Jules, I owe you the biggest apology. I should have listened to you.
I was too hard on you. I didn't want you to have to go through this. To lose us twice.
It's worth it to make up for what I did. I need you to go.
I forgive you.
Okay. Thank you.
Is Essie already gone?
Yes. So is Otis.
So I suppose it's just me now, huh?
Yeah. I'll give you a moment.
Jules, look at me.
This is the last time I'm ever going to see you. The last time I'm ever going to see any of you.
I need you to promise me you'll try to be happy again. Without us, I know how hard it will be, but I need you to try.
I don't think there's any getting over this. The world sees me as a freak, and I did unforgivable things.
Don't say that.
Addie, I love you so much. So much more than you know.
You were the best friend I ever had.
Yeah, me too.
I'm scared.
I know.
Come on. Come here.
You need to go.
I'll see you again.
I hope so.
Jules?
I owed it to them. To all of them.
You did the right thing.
Puppeteers Pardon Podcast would like to acknowledge that we create our stories on stolen land. The land we occupy belongs to the Eastern Shoshone and Goshute peoples. This episode starred Aria Bunny as Holly MacArthur, Seth Stone as Adlai Cadigan, Morgan Champagne as Jules Zeem, Rebecca Krause as Essie Fackelman, Danny Spiller as Max Devon, Rue Dickey as June Kelly, Emma Erickson as Gail Wagler, Avery Smith as Florence Wagler, Abby Ogden as Henrietta Wagler, Jay Short as Gray Jogan, and Sophia Weaver as Otis Ford. The episode was sound designed by Seth Stone, written by Morgan Champagne, and produced by Seth Stone and Morgan Champagne. Thank you so much for listening.